This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Watch Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons Proceedings on UN TV next week. Monday, March 3rd begins the week-long third meeting of states' parties to the United Nations Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons at the United Nations in New York City. Government representatives, civil society organizations, non-governmental organizations, artists, health and justice workers, and more from around the world will gather to take stock of the progress achieved by the states' parties since the last meeting in 2023. They will continue their work to build on the treaty's vision for the total elimination of nuclear weapons as the world marks the 80th anniversary since the start of the nuclear threat, beginning with the aerosolized radioactive lanthanum experiments in Bayou Canyon in Los Alamos, the testing of the plutonium-packed gadget bomb at the Trinity site near Carrizozo, New Mexico, and the August 1945 U.S. bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan. One of the principal meeting organizers is the 2017 Nobel Peace Prize winner, the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, ICAN. It is a coalition of non-governmental organizations promoting adherence to and implementation of the United Nations Nuclear Weapon Ban Treaty. ICAN is the international campaign to stigmatize, prohibit, and eliminate nuclear weapons. Over half the world's state parties, now numbering 94, have signed the treaty and 73 have ratified it, each through its own unique treaty approval process. His Excellency Ambassador Rahmatullin of Kazakhstan will serve as the meeting's president. The week-long diplomatic meeting will have four main sections of debate, a high-level segment, a thematic debate on the risk to humanity of a nuclear conflict and its devastating humanitarian consequence, a general debate, and review of the states and operation of the treaty. In addition, ICAN is anticipating dozens of civil society representatives and governments will convene events on a variety of topics, from nuclear justice to art to youth engagement. Listings are available on the CCNS and ICAN websites. You can also watch the proceedings on UN Web TV at webtv.un.org/en/schedule. ICAN expects strong statements that the world is done with nuclear deterrence and that it seeks the cessation of preparations for nuclear war. The meeting's outcome should continue to lay out a strong process, one in which concrete work towards nuclear cessation and nuclear justice is taking place. At this key historic moment, with heightened nuclear risk, states are expected to push back against the threat that nuclear weapons pose and the urgency for nuclear disarmament. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.